Yes.
Yeah, hi, madam. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams once again. Are you free right now?
Hello, hang on. Right, yes, what's that?
This is John Williams once again. Are you free right now?
Why?
Ma'am, I need to do a security checkup just for 5 minutes again, ma'am, because as I told you, ma'am, it's still the hackers are outside, so I need to check every time the security, they corrupted that or not. Okay? Please try to understand.
So why can't you just arrest them?
Ma'am, we are not able to track their location, where exactly they are located, because they are using a very highly advanced technology. So this is why every time I need to check the security of your internet, which we have provided you, okay? Sorry. Are you there?
Yes.
They are non-traceable, madam, okay? And until the money will get credited into their account, I am not able to track their location, and still the money is not credited. So did you went to your branch today?
Well, I told you I had to go to the, just inside the door where the ATMs are. I needed a couple of $100 for the dentist, but I still didn't have enough, so I had to use a card, card instead.
Okay, alright. You have done a great job. You do one thing, be in front of your computer for a moment, just for 5 minutes, madam.
Oh, dear. Why do you need my computer?
Because your computer is connected with the internet, and only by the help of the computer we can check the security, because we have activated the security through your computer, madam. Okay?
Well, it'll take a while because I had it switched off.
Okay, switch it on. Take your time. I will take only 5 minutes, not more than that.
I'm not really happy about things going through my computer. I think it's dangerous for me.
I am not doing any illegal activities with your computer. I am not taking a control of it, okay? I am just going to connect you with our secure server, and the server will check it, the security which we have updated, all of them are working properly or not.
So why hasn't the money been paid in?
I don't know. This is why I called you, ma'am, okay? Like, you need to talk to the bank regarding this.
I can't talk to the bank about it because a couple of times I've been in there and asking about it. I think it's too dangerous for me to do that. They might sort of think that I've done something wrong. I don't want to do that.
It is not dangerous, ma'am. You will not face any problem. It is my promise to you, ma'am.
I can't go in now. You don't have to.
Okay, you just switch on the computer. Let me check the security first. Okay, then I will let you know what you need to do. Okay.
I don't really want to do anything more. I'm sort of a little bit sick of it all. I don't know why you can't just hang around the bank and wait for it to be done.
Ma'am, the bank already said you it will take 48 hours, and 48 hours got completed, but still it is not credited. That means the bank employee doesn't want us to put that money into that account, okay?
Well, the name of the person whose bank it is, why can't that person ring up and find out why it's not there?
Ma'am, actually that is the hacker information, okay, which I have gave you, all right? And we are not able to talk to the hacker because they are non-traceable.
Oh, God. I really don't want to get involved anymore. It's too worrying for me.
Ma'am, actually, you are not understanding what we are doing. Okay, that's the reason you are getting.
And the thing is, on the receipt that they gave me when I sent the money through, it says that there was no $20,000 there. It was just came straight out of my money.
Okay,
they've taken
$19,000
from my own personal money.
Ma'am, it is not your own personal money. We have activated a fake statement. Once everything will be done, I will tell you. You can go to your branch physically and you can check the balance, madam. Okay? Your balance balance will be as it was. Is it on right now?
It's coming up. It's on right now, but I don't want to do. Don't ask me to do anything. I don't want to do anything.
You don't have to. Your system is going to reboot automatically.
Oh, it's gone blank now.
Yeah, it is rebooting itself. You don't have to do anything. Just wait.
And when this is, I'm going to switch it off at the PowerPoint.
Yeah, but not now. Give me 5 minutes for the checkup, okay?
I hope you're not doing anything wrong with my computer that's going to spoil things for me. I'm going to have to get a technician in to go through it and find out what's been going on.
Ma'am, investigation will be done and I will catch the hacker. I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem, as I told you, ma'am. First of all, I need to catch the hacker physically. Then only I can, send our engineer for the checkup.
Are you sure you're not the hacker yourself?
Absolutely not. Think logically. If I had been a hacker, then I don't need your permission to get inside a computer. If your computer
is
in
there,
I can get inside it.
People should not be able to get inside people's computer. That's not right.
Yeah, I understand, ma'am. So I am not trying to get inside your computer. I am just connecting your computer with our secure server because it will connect your internet into the safe mode.
Yes, well, then it means that you've got access to my computer.
No, absolutely
I don't
not,
understand.
Ma'am. We are not allowed to take a control of your computer, madam.
But you put up my bank thing, my bank statement. You put that up. Where did you get that from?
From the head office of the Commonwealth. I told you we are working together.
But they shouldn't give you that.
They didn't give me any of your details, okay? They have sent that money into your account, madam. $20,000.
I'll speak to them about this next time I see them. I'll tell them, keep their nose out of my computer.
Sorry?
I'll get a technician in to make sure that no one else can ever get in again.
Ma'am, you don't have to call the technician.
And I'll switch everything up at the wall.
Ma'am, listen, you don't have to call the technician. I will send the engineer. I will send our
No, don't send anyone. I'll just call the technician, fix it.
Ma'am, nothing is wrong with your computer. Why you are not understanding? Nothing is wrong with your computer, madam.
Well, it's gone blank again.
It is rebooting itself because of the security check.
Oh, well, how long is it going to be? I can't sit here all day with some of the computer.
Okay, now I just checked it, madam, okay? From my end, your online banking is not working. You can check it. It is not working, madam.
No, I'm not turning it on. I'm not turning it on until everything's clear. I'm not going. It's back on again now. You can't talk me into anything. I'm not letting anyone talk me into anything.
Ma'am, listen what I'm trying to say. Your online banking is blocked. They blocked your account. You are not able to log in. Commonwealth
blocked your account. Well, you see, this is what I mean. They're suspicious of something.
So this is what I'm trying to ask you. Did you contact your branch regarding this?
No.
So they blocked your account.
They haven't rang me, but I will be contacting them
Did you change your password or anything of your banking?
No, I haven't done anything like that. But I think I will shortly. I will change everything.
Okay, just hold on. They blocked your account. Now you are not able to access your online banking from your computer. Why they blocked it? Because of that transaction of $19,000 which we made on Thursday. Okay? They need your authorization so that they will unlock your account. Otherwise, you won't be able to access your account from anywhere.
Well, I will go in and see them. I'm not doing it on the phone. I'll go in and see them, speak to them in person.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I just checked it again. It is blocked. I can't help that.
We'll just have to leave it because I'm not going to ring them up or anything like that.
Okay, you don't have to ring them, okay? Right now, what you need to do, you just, first of all, shut down your computer. Shut it down, please.
Yes, I'll shut my computer down.
Now, right now, the time is almost 2:30, okay? And your bank will get closed at 4 o'clock, all right? Or 4:30. So, could this be possible for you go to your bank and talk to them regarding this, ma'am, today, right now?
Not now, I can't. I'm definitely not going out now. I'm just sitting here in my shorts and T-shirt. I'm not going into the bank like this. I'm an 85-year-old old lady, so I'd look pretty stupid, wouldn't I?
No, no, absolutely not, ma'am. Okay, do one thing, ma'am. If you, it is, try to understand the urgency of this matter, this situation, okay? This is very urgent, ma'am. So if you want to protect your money and your bank account, please go and get ready. I will let you know how to talk to the bank and what you have to say them.
No, I'm not going to, I definitely am not doing it on my computer. I'm going to go on the phone, I'm not doing it.
I'm not.
No, look, you're not listening to me. I don't want to do it. I'll go into the bank and find out what I'm doing when I'm ready.
You don't have to do on the computer or over the phone. No, get ready for yourself and try to go to the bank physically, ma'am. I will let you know what you have to say them.
Okay? I will go to the bank when I'm ready, but I'm not doing it today.
Ma'am, try to understand the urgency of this situation, madam. This is very important. Your bank is blocked. That means the hacker will try to take out your money.
Oh, no, they won't. They've locked it up. I will go and see them when I'm ready, but I'm not going in today. I might go tomorrow or the next day, but I'm not going in today. So there's nothing I can do about it.
Tomorrow it will be too late. Might be you will lose your money because the hackers are established into your account and they will try to move all your money into their account if you will not follow me.
But listen, if you said that they've locked my account so that no one can get into it, not even me.
Ma'am, they locked your account. You cannot log in into your account from your computer, but the hacker can do, okay? They can log in into your account from their computer.
Well, the bank will catch them if they do. That's probably why they've locked it.
Definitely not, because they got the access of your details, okay? And they are using a very high
technology. Oh, look, there's no point in you trying to talk me into it, because I just won't do it. I won't do it. I feel confident that the security of the bank, if they've locked it, they must have done it for a reason, and they will probably be watching to see what's going to happen. They must suspect that something's not right, because
Please listen to me. If you don't want to go to the branch, you can talk to them over the phone right now and unlock your account and authorize that payment.
Oh, no. I can't do it right now. Please stop talking to me.